HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb. I have on the phone with me today Erilee Hermanson. She is one of the founders of EatItUp.ca. She's a registered dietitian, and she's also the dietitian for Palm Natural Markets, which is a fantastic, very beautiful local market that we have here in British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, we have a number of topics to cover today. One in particular that I'm really fond of is the subject about antioxidants. And Erilee, I think a lot of people know that certain fruits or vegetables contain antioxidants, and it's good for them. But if you ask them what an antioxidant is, they have no idea. So let's start by having you explain to us, what is an antioxidant?
That sounds great. Well, to think about antioxidants, we actually have to think about oxidants first. And oxidation comes from oxygen. Oxidation is a result of, it's a chemical reaction that transfers electrons back and forth between molecules. And what that does is it creates something called a free radical, which can cause damage to all the other cells around it. Now, antioxidants donate an electron and stop that process. So what we can do is, just as by nature of breathing and our metabolism, we produce thousands and thousands of free radicals, and we get tens of thousands of hits to our cells of this damage every day. What we need to do is eat antioxidants found in foods or supplements to stop that chain reaction of damage.
And the chain reaction then, I mean, so I don't eat antioxidants and I don't have the best diet and the damage occurs. What does it open the door to after that?
Well, really what health professionals are seeing is that oxidation and damage, free radical damage, is really the precursor and the biggest contributor to chronic disease.
Right. And so we're talking cancers and other things, correct?
Cancers, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, obesity, everything that you can think of, the degenerative diseases in terms of the effects that it has on our circulatory system, our neuromuscular system. This is the main threat to our system is oxidation and free radical damage. And we get it not just only from our own internal combustion or our own metabolism, we also get it from outside agents, like how clean our air is, what's the water that we use, what are sort of chemicals that we might use in cleaning our homes or our clothes, and what are the lotions we put on our body. All of those things our bodies have to process, and in doing so, we create free radical damage.
And is that where the term toxic load comes from? Our toxic load is increasing compared to 20 years ago?
Yes, that's exactly where the term toxic load comes from.
So let's talk about then in turn berries are antioxidants, or any, and we'll talk more about specifically what things we can do to eat that contain the antioxidants, but what happens when we then take something that's good for us and we put it into our body? What happens then?
Well, these antioxidants, and there's several classes, hundreds of antioxidants in our foods, and I love that you touched on, you know, vegetables and fruit, and, you know, different colors of vegetables and fruit will have their own blend of antioxidants. That's why we always encourage people to eat a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, as well as a wide variety within the fruits and vegetables, so not just green ones or red ones. We want orange and purple and blue, and even what we would consider colorless, like a white onion, those have fantastic antioxidant properties. So when we consume antioxidants, they work within our body to donate an electron. And the interesting thing about antioxidants is even though they've donated an electron, they don't become unstable themselves. So they can stop that cascade of damage. It's kind of like they can put the fire out, but they don't contribute to the fire.
So there's different types or classifications or levels of antioxidants?
Yes, but generally you could say that the darker the color, the richer the color, the more antioxidants that will be in that food. You know, if you think of blueberries or pomegranate, I mean, you know, everyone was having pomegranate juice for quite some time, and then it was blueberry, and now it's, you know, it changes over time, but all of them are very beneficial for our health because they have a different antioxidant blend.
And what's the amount that we should be having per day? Go through a routine of what you recommend as far as antioxidants.
Well, certainly we want people to be getting them from fresh fruits, locally produced, healthy fruits and vegetables. And, you know, most of us cannot overdo our intake of veggies and fruit. But somewhere between, you know, around, if you think about 8 to 10 cups of vegetables and fruit each day, which if you put it in terms of servings, that would be, you know, anywhere from, you know, 7 and up servings of vegetables and fruit each day. So our dark green leafy veggies, you know, 1 cup constitutes a serving, you know, but something like cut up carrots or tomatoes, 1/2 cup is 1 serving.
Got it.
So you can't overdo veggies and fruit.
Well, are all fruits the same? I mean, I know the answer to this, but like, can you explain it more? So berries versus tropical fruits, do you recommend one over the other?
Not one over the other, but if you can enjoy both of them, that's really the best combination because they'll have a different antioxidant blend.
And do you recommend people, I mean, you see all kinds of antioxidant supplements. What are your thoughts on supplements versus the actual fruits or vegetables?
I always say fruits first. I think that other health professionals and certainly other dietitians would recommend whole foods and foods first. But we recognize that certainly if you're in a high-stress work environment and your lifestyle is very busy and you might not be sleeping enough and you've got a lot of things going on in your life, maybe you're not eating as well as you could, then certainly that's where supplementation can fit in. But if you're just going to take a supplement and ignore the rest of your food choices, then that's really just taking a supplement. It's not really taking care of your whole person. You're just so more or less a bad diet with a supplement is still a bad diet.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add about antioxidants at all, Erily?
I'd say go for fresh, frozen, even canned foods. Certainly when you have abundance of it, if you can do some home preservation, that's the best way to be able to enjoy vegetables and fruits all year round.
Fantastic. Erily Hermanson, she is from Eat It Up. I love that. EatItUp.ca and Palm Natural Markets. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.